Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Price.
Next time you're gonna get my hopes up, could you please take me to a grease monkey? Cause I like to get lubed up before I get...
James.
Say what?
And special commentary by Samantha.
Do you feel me inside of you?
Not another podcast.
Hey gang, welcome to Not Another Podcast. I am James, that is Danny. I started doing that so people stop talking over everyone.
Oh, fine.
And we sound professional.
Well, you ruin all the fun of it, I guess.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah. I learned after Bryce and Samantha, I'm just taking control of the whole thing and saying, fuck y'all.
Well, I see how it is, that's man. Fuck you.
That's the maximum our professional level gets now.
I don't even get to introduce myself. I might as well not even be here.
Okay,
no,
see
I'm serious. I'm good. I'm here today.
Well, but we are not alone.
We are not.
We have two-thirds of all things Z.
And
David and Tracy are here. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
We're so excited you guys could join us. It took forever to do because apparently some of y'all is busy
doing stuff and things.
Unfortunately, YouTube is not my full time yet.
Me too.
Understood. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, but you guys have been super busy. If anyone listening is not following All Things Z on YouTube and Facebook, what's your damn problem?
Seriously.
Put on it.
Like, stop listening to this show, put it on pause, and go.
Why do you hate America?
Subscribe. Seriously, you jerk.
Why do you support ISIS?
God. Hey.
Why do you support Trump?
Stop those things.
Watch All Things Z, or the terrorists will win.
Win.
I'm going to get a hat that says Make All Things Z Great Again. Oh, wait, it's already great.
Damn it.
Oh.
I don't know if that'll fit on a hat.
No, just go all the way around. So, like,
twice.
What's your hat saying? You just do a spin, you know, in circle. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
A full 360.
Okay, yeah, exactly. First question, and I have to know because this popped up on my Facebook feed this morning.
Uh-oh.
What is Dante's obsession with the Golden Girls?
What isn't? I mean, come on. I love those episodes out of sheer principle.
I do too, but it's just like, it's suddenly like it's very prominent in the show.
Nothing like a $200 box of cereal.
And,
you know,
and I have to know where this like sprang from. What was the genesis of this? Okay, you know what would be funny?
We're going to go from
Dante's just completely obsessed with the Golden Girls.
Well.
And when did Snark become the voice of reason?
And you're three-fourths
close.
That's
a weird metamorphosis. I noticed that recently, and I don't know how that happened, but hey.
You know, it's kind of, it's funny. We, in one of the very, very first episodes of All Things Z we shot, it was an episode of Snark. He got a hole of an air horn, and he would just, throughout Dante's day, he would blow this air horn and freak him out. And we were doing Dante sleeping on a couch, and he was talking in his sleep, and he just, I don't know why, but I blurted out, oh, is that you, Betty White? And just because it was funny, because, you know, she's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's just been something that sort of slowly peppered itself in, and over time, Funko Pop has kind of gotten a Golden Girls thing going on, and so that's sort of building and building and building, and we were in a Target. My wife was in a Target a couple of weeks ago, and they had all four of the Golden Girl Pop Funkos available. So she writes a lot of our episodes. She's an amazing writer, and so she called me and said, "Do you want me to buy these?" And I'll write something. And I said, "Yes, let's do this."
Telling you. No, it's one of those things where when I saw your guys' episode, especially the one about the Golden Girls cereal. And I was looking at it going, you know, I don't know that I'd pay $200 for it, but I might pay, you know, $40 maybe just for the sake of having it. Because, again, for a long time when I was working the unemployment line, me and the Golden Girls, we got real good acquainted. I remembered them from when I was a kid, but
yeah.
When I was like 27 or something like that, I was off for like 3 months. And every day it was just marathon of Golden Girls. And so I watched it from season one all the way to the end. And then I watched the Golden Palace for the three
Oh, yeah.
I don't even know. It was like a season worth.
Breaking news, so, yeah. Everyone. Samantha has joined us. Hey, Samantha.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey.
There she is.
She lives.
She was not gobbled by the snow demons.
Woohoo!
Yay. No, I survived thanks to the hellfire heat that is my my heating unit.
Good call. Good call.
We do have some bad news, Samantha. Apparently Snark couldn't be here. Your boyfriend just he was busy.
How dare he?
I know.
Talked about this for weeks.
He couldn't get off from the coffee shop.
I'm just kind of having to come to terms with the fact that every single female friend who becomes a fan of All Things Z is just, they always come to me like, I'm really sorry, but I really like Snark. Can I hug him? I'm like, he's puppeteered by my boyfriend, but yes, you can go. It's fine. It's fine. I promise. Go.
Don't worry. The infatuation's not with the puppeteer so much as the puppet.
Yeah.
As far as I understand.
Snark is pretty dreamy.
He's really grown as a character overall. And like I said earlier, he's become the voice of reason, and it's kind of disturbing.
Dante's losing his shit.
And yet there's still, like, there's so much naive innocence with that character. And I think that's why he's so lovable. Mm-hmm. I mean, between the elf, employing the elf to clean the house. Trying to stop Dante from going down the rabbit hole with the Golden Girls and the
swinging them.
And then the newest episode, finding the Death Notebook. I mean, Snark he's quickly become my favorite character.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I mean, we talked about this a little bit last time we were on, but you know, the puppeteer is such an important aspect of those performances. You wouldn't necessarily think it, you know, as long as the person can do the voice and is a decent puppeteer, you think, well, that's, you can just do the same character. But, you know, so much of what we do is ad lib or improv, that the person playing the character really kind of ends up being sort of an extreme version. And I say this in all honesty, knowing that you've just been worried about Dante's mental health, and I do Dante. You know, Austin is such a sweet, nice guy that can't help but come through in who Snark is now.
And I really don't think Snark becomes the character he does without Dante becoming the character he's becoming.
Aye.
Which is this neurotic mess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I love Dante for that. He's so trying to keep things together. But you always see, like, right where that break point is for him, where he just goes off the deep end.
Yeah.
Bless his little heart.
Yeah. Well, I kind of always, like, when I think about Dante, I say he wants to be Kermit the Frog, but he's more like Animal. So.
There's nothing
he
wrong
just
with
can't
that,
quite
man.
Keep it together, but he's trying.
And I got to tell you, one of my new favorite characters too is Jethro. I really like Jethro.
We were really, really lucky to get his name is Scott, and we were really, really lucky to get Scott to come and join us. He's a incredibly busy actor down in Eugene, and occasionally we can rope him in to come in and do an episode with us. And so he's a lot of fun. We've got some more stuff planned for him down the road.
Yeah, he's nice. I'm not afraid to admit that I was crying laughing over the Sharpie. Paying the Sharpie for rent, and how quickly Snark took it.
To be fair, James is just crying first.
Usually, yeah.
It starts out that way every day for James.
Every morning at 1:30 a.m., it's just tears.
While on the toilet.
Yeah.
I mean, is there another place to do it?
Right.
You know, as long as there's a roll of cookie dough in your hand, you're gold.
Fine.
Cookie dough on the toilet. You're good.
That's usually why I'm crying. I'm out of cookie dough. Son of a bitch. We're out of cookie dough again.
Your wife is just like, ugh, when can I leave this doofus?
You know, I could have married a doctor or
a gas station attendant would have been better.
A trash collector. I could have married a homeless man.
An elementary school custodian.
Almost an endless array of options that I could have chosen.
And you missed
every
it.
Day she hears that guy from Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. You chose poorly.
Poorly.
You chose poorly.
Well, my wife is in the same boat, so
I think it's fair to say, you know,
I think all wives associated at one point or another.
I think, you know, significant others associated with anybody involved in either of these shows is in that same boat.
Oh, yeah. Sure,
well, not in Tracy's
like,
case.
Why am I doing this?
Well, her true. Significant other is part of that show.
Lucky!
Yeah. Well, I got to tell you guys, too, Danny and I keep talking about it constantly. We really want to make a trip down there and help you guys out with a show sometime.
We would love to have
way too much fun.
Well, so we usually film on Sundays and we can come to you guys, too. We like to do all kinds of stuff. It's kind of fun to come onto our set because everything is about 4 feet off the ground. So it's just a different experience than if we come to you. But yeah, you guys are more than welcome to come down, and we'd love to shoot something with you.
Hell yeah.
Or shoot
Sundays
us.
Sundays are the best days for me.
There you go.
Sam's the only
trick,
one that's
welcome.
Like, you guys suck.
I'm so like bitter.
it's only like a 6-hour flight, Sam.
Yeah.
I know.
Right?
Like, I'm currently looking for a house right now, so I'm just.
So you have a lot of money. You
exactly.
Could
there you go.
It's that
kitty money,
man.
That's
what I don't need.
Throw out
that's
like
right.
a grand.
Hold
come
on to that
on
for
down.
Any reason.
I'll just
she was just
going to
spend it on strippers
there.
And blow anyway.
Right?
Exactly. We're trying to save you, Sam.
Exactly.
From herself.
Exactly. No, actually, at that rate, if you guys did shoot on Sunday, what James and I had been talking about is making a weekend trip of it. Come down there and just, you know, hang out with y'all and whatever.
Cool.
If we end up, you know, broing out or whatever, that's cool. That's cool.
Yeah, that would be great.
So romantic.
It's true.
I'm just going
to
take photos of, you know, the set
everything,
and everything
yeah.
like that, and then I'm going to send them to Samantha, and you'll just find random
pictures of him arm in arm with Snark.
Every single one. Like, yep, yep. Hashtag wish you were here.
With that
pictures of him making out with Snark.
Fuck yeah. Oh, it's on.
Look, Samantha, they're doing butt stuff.
Yes. Butt bodies.
What?
I'm sorry, this got weird.
So,
all right,
you
then.
Guys
I guess
cool
we have to go.
Fuck!
And they never came on again.
Way to ruin it for everybody, James.
Sorry.
No, that would be a lot of fun. We, like I said, it's always kind of fun to have people come down. Our space is definitely not a big fancy space. It's a garage. But we have a set packed in there and a workshop and a rack full of puppets.
Wait, you
so.
Have a garage?
I do.
Dude, that's I miles do.
Above
anything
we got. And he said
it
wasn't fancy.
Dude, seriously. We're in a
well,
apartment,
I always feel bad when people are like, oh, I want to come visit your studio. And I'm like, okay,
sure.
Let me set your expectations a little lower than studio.
See, he said garage. See, all this time I thought it was like in a basement or something.
Dude, seriously,
so.
Right?
Already yeah. My expectations have been raised.
Right?
Well, there's no heating, so it's,
oh,
it's
dude,
cold.
Fuck yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
That's why, in the cold. That's why they started doing the puppets, because it was a way to keep their hands warm.
Dude, no shit, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, you joke, but.
Well, it's funny. There's a so earlier this year, I was teaching a puppeteering course at the University of Oregon, because they were doing a production of Avenue Q, and so they had me come out and train their puppeteers. And there's a documentary crew in town that was filming about that and then got interested in what we're doing. And so they're slowly doing a documentary about our show. And the first time they showed up to film us in the studio, I said, well, how many people are you bringing? And they said, well, we're bringing three. And we had just started getting kind of cold in the winter. And I said, okay, I need to really make this clear. You need to wear a coat. And this is it's going to be very tight with six people.
So pop some Altoids.
Exactly.
Dude, seriously, Altoids, give it an extra spritz or two on the aftershave, you know. We're going to get nice and snuggly.
No,
oh, no. If you wear Axe in our studio, you can dance.
Oh, no. No. We don't roll the Axe.
No, we are all natural.
For
future reference.
My natural musk is what keeps my wife coming back, or at least that's what she says.
We're okay with that. We're all a little smelly by the time we're done filming, so it's okay.
And we're kind of all up in each other's armpits, so
Well, I got to ask. I mean, we're now in 2019. You guys had a stellar 2018. I want to know what you guys got planned for this year.
This
awkward silence means I got to make something up.
Shit. Yeah. Think hard.
Be puppets and stories. I think I can tell you kind of what some of the stuff I think I'm hoping we'll move towards. I'm sure Tracy's got stuff too. You know, our goal is to eventually produce a show that has the cast of all things Z. That's called The Letter Z. And it's if you were to take The Walking Dead and cross it with Sesame Street using our current cast.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
That is so awesome.
The episodes are like A for Apocalypse, B for and Brains. So on and so forth.
Yeah. And so we've got the first 13 episodes written, and they're about 15 minutes long. And so what Tracy and Austin and I have been doing is twofold things, which is really starting to try to better understand what it is to film something the right way. And so that's lit properly and that there's context, and we're filming enough coverage so that we can, you know, edit it down so it's coherent and has a good through line. And then the other piece is just developing the stamina to puppeteer something that, you know, will take more than an hour or two to produce so we can film for 6 hours at a time and get two or three episodes out of the way. And
my arm aches just talking about it.
I know.
So, you know what it sounds like to me, Danny?
They need help.
They need extras.
Mm. That's right. That's right.
Come play with us.
You can. So that's right. We're
said every creepy kidnapper ever.
Yes.
Well, come play with us.
Where's your windowless panel van? I want to see some fucking candy, or this game's out.
You know, it's funny.
You like chocolate?
The old Snark used to drive what we would call a molester van.
Nice.
So.
Always wanted one of those.
I feel like that needs to make a comeback when your new show launches.
Exactly. So damn, that's, I think those are some of the big things. The other thing I'm hoping that we get to do more this year is we've got some ideas for some storylines to do more with Cleo, who is a really well-liked character, and to do some more with the trolls. We have multiples that we're working on now.
Nice.
So, Tracy, did I miss anything?
You miss anything?
Yeah, did I miss anything?
No, I know that we're going to be kind of doing some more, at least I assumed from the impressions I get, boss man, that we're going to be doing the booth, the cons still, because we did the one at Rose City Comic Con where we got to meet you guys, which was awesome.
Hell yeah.
And then we did one at UConn as well here in Eugene, which was also awesome. So
yes.
I think kind of being able to have a space where we have more than just the puppets that we're physically holding set up, because it never fucking fails, pardon my language. Mm. You put puppets out and it's like people freeze. Like they see puppets and like, what?
Yeah.
Tell me more. What is this? Especially like Lou and Petey, the zombie puppets, and Snark always gets attention because he's bright orange. And there's also a thing that they do here in Eugene, which apparently is more than just Eugene. It's called No Shame Theater.
That's right.
And we're going to be, it's kind of like an open mic kind of thing, but for like performance stuff. And so we're thinking we're going to take the puppets and do it like Avenue Q style. Like we're just standing there with them and interacting and doing stuff like that to kind of get some more exposure in the area. David came up with that idea. So we kind of scoped it out this last Friday when they had their first Friday walk performance. And it was really cool. And it was a very kind of different crowd than I think we're currently reaching. So kind of getting out there to more people to kind of catch more attention.
Yes.
I love it.
No, I'm psyched for you guys. I cannot wait to see what you guys do. Like I said earlier, every time a new episode pops up, I stop everything. I watch it. It never fails to entertain. My wife is now into it.
Excellent.
Yeah, she's following.
Oh,
she, the other day she came home. Did you see the latest episode? Of course I saw that.
Thank you. We really appreciate that.
Well, now I feel like an underachiever, James, because honestly, we ain't got shit planned for this year.
We're a podcast. We never plan anything.
We just play it by ear, man.
That's a thing.
Yeah, that's a goal. Come down and do some all things eat.
Planning is for achievers.
Yeah, yeah. And we are the underachievers of podcasting.
Besides, well, we have other projects that take our attention
that's
away.
That's true.
So this is just kind of a fun get-together with friends and bitch about whatever, or make each other laugh in most cases.
Yeah, yeah.
So
you know
talk
what,
about menstrual.
You know what we need to do? We need to start working on our graphic novel.
There you go.
Ooh.
Fair enough.
Well, now, what's this? Tell us about the graphic novel.
Sam,
yeah,
you have not heard.
No, but I want to hear. I want to be a part of the conversation.
Okay, well, this was a while ago. Mm-hmm. The conversation started with me asking these guys what they would do in a nuclear apocalypse. Because at the time, North Korea was big in the news.
Yeah.
Trump was poking the bear, as it were. And it was on my mind a lot. So I asked each member of the show, what would you do should the very worst happen? How would you survive if you were lucky enough to be alive? And it turned into a conversation about...
Was this the birth of Menstrata?
Yes.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
And a character was born, thanks to Samantha, that we affectionately called Menstrata.
And of course, don't forget, Dance and Dance, Meets and Tans.
I was getting there. Just calm down. Slow your roll. But we figured that Menstrata gains her powers. She's very strong, but 7 to 10 days out of the month, she's super strong.
Oh, wow.
And she leads an army of blood warriors known for their use of the weapon, the tampoon.
Tampoon.
I forgot about the tampoon.
So David did listen.
Yes.
But yeah, she runs a town.
I would 100% buy
this. I'm telling you guys, it's a great, like, they don't believe me. I'm like, this is gold. Let's do it.
Where's the Kickstarter for this one? Come on.
Really, you know, I think between the three of us, we can write it. What we lack is artistic talent.
Yeah, we need
none of us can draw.
Some sort
yeah, we
of
have
artist.
A bunch of writers. We have no drawers.
So therein lies the rub. We've got this great idea for a graphic novel. None of us can draw above stick figure level.
To be fair,
I think that's
we
okay.
Could do
there's
it
you know, gosh, what is that? So my oldest daughter has been playing this video game. Gosh, what is it called?
Oh, Menstrata Attacks?
No.
Learn to wield the tampoon.
That's right. No, it's like they made it like retro, so it looks like an 8-bit game.
Terraria.
And she's crazy. Like all of her friends are playing it. They're like, oh, it's so cool. The graphics are so simple and easy. So if you just do a stick figure version, you know. That's in right now.
Well, one of my friends does graphic novels, and he said that you can put your work up on the site. Like, you just write it. You write it like a storyline, you know, like a regular storyline. You do all the dialogue, just like a book, so that way someone can look at it and interpret the art for you. And there are websites that will match up writers and artists. So.
Well, that's kind
really?
Of cool.
And it's so funny because Samantha and I a couple weeks ago were talking about how lazy we are as writers.
Procrastinators, not lazy.
Kind of the same thing.
¿Por qué no los
writers are really good at making up things to do
writing.
Other than writing.
Well, yeah. And to be fair, it's very easy to come up with great ideas and then totally fucking forget to write it down and then forget it the next day.
Fortunately for us, when we come up with good ideas, it's on tape.
That's
so
true.
We just have to go back and listen to the tape.
Fuck, what were we talking about?
But
no, that's one of the things we struggle with is there's like, you know, midway through the week, I'll have an idea or a thought and I'm like, oh, I need to remember that. And then by the time, you know, we get to filming or whatever, if it's not a written script or I don't have it jotted down somewhere in a notebook, it's gone. And it's like, well, I guess that idea will maybe come back someday.
Right. I kind of think that's just the burden of creative people, because I know Danny and I, we are in a band together and we come up with riffs all the time. And if we don't record them, gone.
Yeah, most of the time, unless it's one of those things where it's like, for me, my biggest problem is I'll come up with something really, really cool that I really enjoy while I'm at home. And I'll play through it like once or twice. It's like, yeah, that sounds really cool. And then I'll set my rig down and I'll get distracted doing everything else. And I'll come back and it's like, fuck, what was that? But the one thing that works for me is it's like, if I do find that riff and I have time to dedicate to it, I'll drill it over and over and over again to where I won't forget it, because it'll become muscle memory. And then even if I do kind of space out on it, most of the time I can find my niche, but it takes a lot of effort to remember.
Well, we've had sessions too in where the whole band's together and we're jamming on some really cool stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't get recorded.
And it's lost.
And we have
to the
two,
ages.
Possibly three songs just gone.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, so. And unfortunately, we're working with kind of a MacGyver setup where, you know, our computer that does our recording isn't always the most reliable. And
Even though the guy who put it together swears up and down it's reliable.
And on top of that, it's a matter of, you know, right now, James and I aren't currently plugged into the computer because we got some new amps that we had for our first live show we did over New Year's. And
congratulations.
So we're not actually.
You weren't there. Don't congratulate us.
But, you know, it was a matter of, we're no longer plugged into the computer, so even if we wanted to record something, we would have to get re-put into it. We'd have to make sure that we were dialed up, queued up.
Which we actually should do with some of the new ideas we have coming. We should.
And that's why I've just been recording shit at home.
See, I think that's, you know, that's really hard for us too. I mean, I think, you know, it's a different medium, but it's sort of that same thing where, you know, we used to just run something a couple times before we would record it, because it was just easier to go, okay, let's try to get this thing up on its feet and then worry about getting good audio and getting good visual. And the thing that, you know, we find though is then there are these little bits or these little snippets that don't get recorded and they never happen again because we were just kind of free flowing through it. So we pretty much now we're somewhat kind of militant about it. Even like on the first pass of something, we'll record it, because you never know. On the video that came up today, there was something that was really, really, I'm trying to remember what it was. There was something really, really funny in the first time through, and it was the only thing that worked in the whole piece. And so, but because we recorded it and got it there, I was able to pull that out and then put that into the other take that was a better take or whatever. So yeah, it's hard, because, you know, if you're on script, it's somewhat easy, but if you're then kind of doing improv stuff, which we do from time to time, it becomes harder to sort of remember all those little bits and pieces. So we try to be better about recording, and we try to record at what we, you know, what I kind of consider like performance level. Like, I want the sound to be good, I want the audio to be good, so that way if it works out, then we're all set, and if not, you know, it doesn't we don't lose anything for recording it, you know.
All right. And for us, I think our big hold up that we run into is we're still not quite in the mindset of just once we show up, we warm up just a little bit and we do something rudimentary and then we hit fucking record and play through our practice. If we come up with something, cool. If we don't, we nuke the whole fucking thing and move on.
Although we're I think we're getting better, because last time we got together, when you showed up, Sean and I were already playing. Yeah. And I think that was mostly due to me, because I just wanted to play.
Right.
I spent very little time BSing with the guys. As soon as I could, I plugged in and started playing, and everyone kind of, fortunately you showed up and I was already playing, so it was like a matter of just drawing
just
a couple guys out
and roll in.
I think if we work with a great couple of guys, but just like with any creative team, you get a lot of
procrastination.
Yeah. And
like everyone's
no,
really excited.
I have no clue what that must be like, David.
What?
Not at all.
Not at all.
And the thing about it is too, is it's like, you know, we only meet up as a band once a week. So it's like, you know, throughout the course of the week, stuff happens, and then we get together and we're like, oh my God, you never fucking believe all the bullshit that happened to me this week. And then we start talking, and we talk all about either the last week or the bullshit in the news, or we just go off on random tangents. And then before we know it, 2 or 3 hours have gone by, and we're like, well, fuck.
Yep.
And Danny and I are very driven too. So when those nights happen and we leave practice and we've not played, it's really upsetting.
It's frustrating, to say the least.
You know, but it's like you also don't want to be the you know, the slave master.
Right.
You know, because then it's like, oh, I don't want to play anymore because it's just, oh, let's do this and do this and do this. And then, you know, people start to lose the taste for it. And Samantha, I imagine it's similar for you working with, because you have a whole host of people that you work with.
Aye.
Oh, yeah, it's a large crew. There's 18 in the full cast of Radio Hour.
Wow.
We've got, but, you know, I don't know. We have, like, some super serious people that are the ones that keep the schedule going. Mm-hmm. And our main writer and the owner of Radio Hour is very, I don't know how his brain works. Okay, my friend Jimmy just, he can crank out work like crazy. I mean, I'll be stuck halfway through a 13-page script. Like, what do I do now? Shit. And, crap, I use the narrator too much. Now I got to go back and refigure out this whole section. He's like, I've done 5 scripts, guys. Here's 10 seasons of this, that, and the other. And I'm like, I don't understand how he doesn't. It frustrates me because I'm like, I love it, but I'm like, I hate you for it because I can't get that much production done.
It's funny too, because I'm experiencing something similar now that I've got this radio show. Travis and I spend most of the week writing and recording and producing all this stuff. And I don't know how we keep coming up with bits. I really don't. We came up with 4 today. Just
because y'all is a bunch of goofy motherfuckers.
And we got 3 of the 4 scripts written.
Nice.
While we're doing our regular job. So when we're done with the morning show, we can sit down, tighten up the scripts if they need it, go fetch voices and get everything recorded. I played for Danny. We have a new bit for the Australian Board of Tourism that we'll be playing on this week's show.
Awesome. And
we were joking about that last – we've been joking about Australia and how everything wants to kill you for a year, but – we sat down. We literally sat down. We were really joking about it last Friday. I wrote the script. Today we looked at it. We added 2 lines, took out a line, and recorded it, produced it. Our general from concept to full production on any really good spot is roughly 3 hours.
That's awesome.
That's pretty solid.
15 minutes to concept to finish script. Usually, if it takes longer, we're hesitant about if it's going to be good. But the quicker from concept to full script, the more confident we are that this is going to be hilarious. That's not always the case, but generally speaking. But we've also done some, like, it boggles my mind how much we get done. And then I come home and I still have stuff I want to do. I still want to write. I still want to play music, podcast, all this stuff. Like, I don't know how, and I think maybe all of us have this. How does this creative energy keep coming? You would think at some point it would be spent and you're like, oh, I'm done. The well's empty.
I think some of that comes down to, you know, like, I mean, for me, for instance, it all comes down to where I am just mentally. If the rest of the world is feeding me just nothing but stressful bullshit all the time, and it starts to bog me down, even if I want to go sit down and just play a tune or jam out or do something like that, I have absolutely no fucks to give for it. I mean, it gets to a point where I remember at one of my lowest points, I didn't even want to play fucking video games. I didn't want to do anything at all. And I'm not a big fan of watching TV in general. I mean, for the most part, I enjoy watching
unless
movies.
Unless it's Golden Girls.
Unless it's Golden Girls.
Well,
but
of
that's
course.
An exception. Don't fuck with the Golden Girls, bro. But
that
no,
was
it's
for
a matter
Dante.
Of, I genuinely
that's
don't.
Right, thank you.
I genuinely don't enjoy watching TV that often. For me, it just I don't know. It has always bugged me. It's not that I don't like TV shows, and it's not that I don't enjoy watching them from time to time. It's just if I have a choice, I'll either play music or, you know, read or play a video game or watch a movie.
Yeah.
But again, at my lowest point, all I was doing was just sitting on my ass watching random fucking TV. And it's like, again, for me, my mental stress will bog me out of my creativity. And then once things start picking up and I start feeling like I'm in a better mood, that's when my energy starts driving. And it's like, oh, fuck yeah. Even if I don't have a riff, if I'm in a good mood, I'll play something and I'll find something I like. And I'll continue to play the shit out of it. You know, same thing with painting and stuff like that. If I'm in a good mood and I'm in a good place, I will drive on and on. But if I feel like dog shit, you know, fuck it.
See, I kind of feel like, at least for me, so long as it's fun, I feel like the creativity will continue. So once stuff starts feeling like work,
a chore,
then it's it's a really a slog to get those ideas to come up.
Well, yeah.
But that's
I feel kind of fortunate that what we're doing is something that I've kind of always dreamed of doing, like even as like a kid, like when most kids like wouldn't necessarily understand what puppeteering was. I knew what it was, like what that there were people under there working the puppets and would dream of, like, I was like, how do I do that? I want to do that. I want to be able to do that. So finally getting to do it, it's like living the dream. Like, I know that's so stupid, like hashtag living the dream, but well, I 100% think that... I feel that way, like when I get to, when I'm not, you know, like physically in pain from doing it, it's just it's amazing to be able to do it. And I think one of my favorite things is getting to watch the faces light up, even grown-ass adults light up when they see a puppet coming towards them. Or okay, some don't, some get scared, but most light up when they see one coming. And like remembering that feeling and how excited people get. And we have a friend, someone I knew from high school, her name's Sarah, who I recently got reconnected with, and she actually was a fan of the show before she knew I was involved with it. And then she was like, oh my god, you're involved with all things Z. And I'm like, I am, actually. and she got all excited, and like seeing her just get giddy about it, it's like, that's why I do this. And it definitely, in those times when I do feel like dog shit, it kind of helps me push through that, is being able to do that kind of stuff. So it's nice to have that kind of outlet, because I've kind of taken a break from like stage shows, and I haven't done any in a while, and I don't have any plans to do anytime soon. So it's kind of like, this is my artistic outlet, my performance. So it makes me feel all warm and fuzzy inside.
Yeah.
Well, and that's fair.
Oh, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say that it's one of those things, too, where it's like James and I had talked many, many times about, you know, what it would be like to actually be a signed professional band. And for me, it's a matter of knowing full well that if I was able to play music professionally and, you know, actually make a decent living off of it, I know that it would be a hell of a lot easier for me to just constantly play, as where, you know, with my work, it's, you know, physical manual labor of a repetitive nature, so it kind of saps the soul right out of you after a while. But it's like, if I was able to make a living off it, I totally think that it would be a lot easier for me to stay in the mood.
I find myself very fortunate lately in that I am finally doing the kind of radio that I got into radio to do.
Yeah.
And I spend the first part of my morning just slogging through the job part of my job.
Right.
So I can get to the second half, which is preparing for my one day a week show that,
a good day, though,
I really enjoy. And all the time I'm slogging through my day job, as it were, Travis and I are throwing ideas back and forth. We're making each other laugh because that energy carries on. Uh-huh. And once we can put the day job to rest and start working on what we really want to accomplish, then it's like, okay, all bets are off. Shut the door, because there's probably going to be swearing. And and we just – we write. We record. We think up ideas, and we plan that week's show so that, you know, when we get to the show, it's like, okay – this is what we've worked all week for. Let's just have a blast. And it's fun. And when we're done, I'm just like, ah, let's do it again.
Yeah, exactly.
And we do it all over again. It's the same with when Danny and I get together to play music. When I know it's going to happen, I get really excited for it because it's not work. No. It's something I enjoy. And if I could do that full time and make a decent enough living that I didn't have to worry about bills, I would leave everything behind so Danny and I could go play music and make each other laugh all day.
Well, yeah, because that's essentially what we do. But it's – and I think that's really it. You know, I mean, if for you, yes, a question of, you know, you're not sure where it comes from. It's like, well, you're actually doing something that you enjoy and you actually are making a living off of it.
But I also think it's when you do it with people
– oh, yeah.
Who enjoy doing it and
people,
who enjoy working.
Make a big difference.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, like I said, with Travis, it doesn't feel like work. When you and I work together, it doesn't feel like work.
Aye.
When the band is on top of it, it doesn't feel like work.
It feels like work an awful lot, though.
Well, you're going to always have days like that. That's the thing is even though you work your dream job, there are going to be days where it is a slog. There are going to be days where you're like, why did I do this? And it's the passion that gets you past those days, because they will happen no matter what profession you're in.
Yeah, all and last week, for instance.
Yeah, it's the love of it that'll carry you through.
Yeah. Well, and I think, too, part
of it sounds like a song. Are we writing a song?
Yes. So, let's do it.
and for, like, us, part of it, for me, too, is that, you know, it's there's a lot of times, because I've got a pretty mentally demanding day job. And then I get home and I get to be a dad and a husband, and I've got all these other things that kind of fill up my day. And I struggle. I've dealt with depression since I was probably 15 years old. And one of the things I found that All Things Z has done for me has helped sort of keep that depression at bay, because I know that I've got a schedule I've got to keep. We recently made the decision to switch from 3 times a week down to 2 so that we could produce better quality stuff. But that still means I know that by at the absolute latest 11 a.m. on Monday and Friday, I've got to have new content up every week. And so there are times where I'm like, I don't want to get in front of my computer or edit, or I don't really feel like, as much as I love Tracy and Austin, I don't feel like talking to people. I want to hide.
Especially those
too. It's all good.
Yeah, but I go, no, I got to get that schedule. And so it gets me in front of the computer. It gets me on our messaging group saying, hey, were you guys able to come over and do this? Even it gets me, you know, to perform on stuff when it's just me. And so that's been a really a good thing about this process is I know that there has to be something. And so I just have to do it. And some of my absolute favorite stuff we've done have come from, you know, Tracy and Austin come over and they go, what are we filming this week? And I go, I have no idea. Let's figure it out as we go. You know, we did a really little short video, really short. I think it ended up being like 3 minutes a couple weeks ago, which is Tracy got this really cool little turtle puppet as a gift. And she said, hey, can we just do something with this puppet? And it's such a cool, cute little piece. It's like, it's one of my little favorite because, it's a neat interaction between Dante and Snark. Tracy's puppeteering of the turtle is really cool, but yeah, it was just sort of, okay, I don't know what we're going to do with it, but let's turn the camera on and see what happens.
I did see the turtle one. I was like, oh yeah, Snark's pet. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, but that's such a fun thing and it wasn't planned and it was just sort of like we finished filming our main thing and that was a long, I think that was the candy one, wasn't it, Tracy?
Yes.
I love the candy one.
Yeah.
Oh my God. And I just about died.
That was a long, that was like 3 or 4 hours worth of filming. And so we got done and Tracy's like, hey, let's do something with the turtle real quick. <It's> okay. So
while you got me here, let's do it. We're rolling. Let's go.
Yeah.
Well, you take that out of context.
Yeah, right.
Let's do something with the
most
turtle.
Things.
You okay. Me.
I'm sorry, Tracy, but I'm married. And, oh, the puppet. Oh, got
okay,
it. Okay.
Gotcha.
Boy, this is weird.
And it got awkward. Again.
Just a little bit.
Welcome to Not Another Podcast.
Yeah, no shit.
Where awkward is our middle name. Or it should be.
There you go.
I think it's our legal divorce name. But yeah, yeah.
It's our maiden
it's
name.
It's our maiden name. Not another uncomfortable moment.
Very no, cool.
I seriously, hats off to you, because we do this once a week. It's an hour out of our time. You guys are spending hours to get 3 to 4 minutes of footage to post up on YouTube.
Yeah, we kind of wing this shit, too. There is no scripts when we do Not Another Podcast. We literally just, we're shit slingers, every last one of us, and we just throw it until something hits the wall and sticks.
So far, nothing stuck. So
nothing. Nothing at all. You guys
you guys are great. I love listening to your podcast.
Well, you have low standards, and we appreciate that about you.
Shucks. Thanks, Billers.
That's why we're all such good friends.
Right? That's right. So now, what have you guys got planned for this, the 2019? You guys, so you've got, what is your guys' goal? You talked about graphic novels. What else?
We have more hopes than plans.
Yeah, at this rate, you know, like for me particularly, especially with the band, you know, we're trying to move towards new material. We're trying to, you know, establish, you know, new songs that need to happen because we've been working on the same, what, six? I mean, for
since
me
I joined
and the
band, I'm not even in the band 2 years yet.
Yeah, and I've been in the band for almost 5 years, and all the songs that we've been working on are songs that, you know, between me and the other four, or the other three, rather, we came up with way back when, and, yeah, we've just been kind of hammering them into the dirt, and unfortunately, at this point, we're all just tired of them.
If it puts a bug in your ear, I used to sing in a band, and I've been wanting to sing in a band again for a long time. So if you ever need some kind of backup female vocals, let me know.
I'm down. I'm actually cool with that.
I am very cool with that. And I immediately had, ooh, we could do that, and we could do that.
She could sing I used to
sing in like a bar band.
You can sing in the band, but you have to sing as the puppet.
Yes.
That can be arranged.
Yes.
Bring Cleo or Penny.
Oh, get them to.
I don't know why
death.
We didn't think of this sooner. We should have asked them to film a video for Candyland Now with the puppets.
Or fight to the death.
Or fight to the death.
Yes. Yes.
We can do that.
Beautiful.
He's got the song.
I want him to do a karaoke version.
I can do that too.
Yeah, send
I just take the vocals
out. Yeah, and then just have Snark, you know, everybody just get
I just
want to
see Dante singing the way Steve does.
Yes.
Actually, I think it would be better if it was Snark singing like Steve.
I think it would work best, to be fair. But yes. No,
as long as Jethro's in the video, I'm good.
But no, again, it's for me, I'm looking forward to coming up with new material and, you know, bouncing it off my band members and seeing where we kind of evolve it to. I just sent James a track that, you know, it took me an hour to figure out how to sequence the drums because I needed something in the background. But the rest of the track took me about 20 minutes to lay down. And then I sent it off to my bass player, who's also our, you know,
engineer.
And he loved it. Technogear. And then I sent it off to James, and James was in love with it. And it was like, well, fucking cool. That's awesome. So if I send it off to the rest of them, it's like, guys, do you think you can do simple? Because this is really fucking simple. But it's
I'd like to keep it simple. And the song that you and I came up with that we've been working on the last couple of times, I would like that kept simple. But
agreed.
As we've seen,
it's a five-way production. So in the respects that five people have input and five people have their own take, their own taste, their own preference, their own way of playing music. And so it's like what we imagine in our heads isn't necessarily common ground all the time. And that tends to slow down our production.
Now, sometimes they have good ideas that sound better than, you know, what we originally envisioned, but not enough that warrants the amount of back and forth that we have.
Yeah. But, you know, again, we got to leave it open because, again, we're a five-piece band. And, you know, if we start telling people, just shut up and play it the way I told you to, we'd all be James Hetfield, and then we'd never get anywhere.
That tends not to work out well.
Somewhere.
So what you're telling me is I need to be more like James Hetfield.
I tried that, and you fought me on it. So.
I know. Jerk. You're not that cool, and you know it.
I don't want to be that cool. I want to be cooler.
I want to make that money. I don't fucking care how cool I am.
For myself, I think to jump off of Danny, I really don't see any reason why by the end of the year we can't have new material, not just ready, but recorded.
And up.
So there's that, and we're still early in the year.
And we still got to get our old shit up on the interwebs at some point.
It is on the...
For download?
Yeah.
Oh, well, fuck me. I guess I'm the asshole.
Yeah.
Well, obviously.
But not only that, with the new show, I really want to see where this show goes. I want to see if we can branch it up to more than one day a week, or if we can get it onto another station that pays us what we're worth and makes it really worthwhile doing.
Will you ever get paid your worth? At least what you think?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Never.
We just started a YouTube channel with it. We're looking into
cool
trying to get some sort of animation software. We want to animate some of the scripts and some of the production pieces. We just put up a brand new Star Wars trailer that we made. We really think it's going to reunite the fandom.
what's the YouTube channel?
I believe it's Misfits with James and Travis. I didn't set it up. Travis set it up.
Dirty bastard making the name super long.
But,
right?
Honestly, if you just put in, like, the Misfits and then one of our bits, it's likely to come up. I would actually type in the Misfits Bradley Cooper.
Okay, I'm looking it up right now.
And it Good should man. Come up. I'm waiting to see if he finds it.
Find it.
But, yeah, I mean, that's where we're at
the
right
Bradley
now.
The Bradley Cooper song?
Yeah, that would be it.
Yes. All right,
Travis has a real... let's say Travis has issues and he doesn't like Bradley Cooper.
That's fair.
And it's all in that song.
Yeah. Well, I will give it a listen. So I just subscribed. Well,
you are our second subscriber.
Nice. No, I'm third.
Give him a round of applause.
Oh, so Travis
is a round of applause. Three subs.
But so, yeah, so we've got.
I'll go into my own. So I subscribed as Dante and Snark. So
nice.
So I'll go in as David.
But yeah, we started. We've got a couple series now. We've got some. We're getting a lot of really good feedback from some well-known Portland radio professionals. The one I heard this morning was one of these guys saying that our production to laugh ratio is amazing. Like, we're just cranking out stuff, and the laugh level that we get does not drop. Like, our quality nice. has remained high. And that, for me, coming from the person it came from, was like, wow. Because this is a guy that I know and I've listened to and I've looked up to, and for him to say that about my stuff – was a real compliment, and I was just kind of floating on that today. But so we've got a lot of ideas. We've got a series called Sons of Mediocrity. We just finished script number 3. That'll probably be produced this week.
The Scooter Gang.
Yeah. Buddy, you wait till you're here. And the character that we thought was going to get the big laughs, we were dead on.
Mopey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody loves Mopey. So there's that. We've got the new Star Wars series that we're putting together. We've got a whole line of commercials and stuff. We've got a new ChatX commercial with nice. Liam Neeson written. Nice. Yeah.
Wow.
So again, lots of stuff to come from James.
And then just
Travis.
The regular stuff that we do on the show. I mean, this last week we did, because it was Super Bowl Sunday, we did an entire Super Bowl theme show. We even did a halftime show starring Lady Gaga singing that Bradley Cooper song.
I was gonna say, I see right here something with Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
You guys are rubbing elbows with the elite.
And that's what we choose people to believe.
If only.
But yeah, hopefully we're gonna get the podcast up and running here in the next week or so. We've got a few back episodes. People in the building, we're pulling all kinds of people that we work with to be different voices and stuff, and they're getting excited, and they're telling us that it's the most excitement that this building has had in years. So
awesome.
By us doing the show, it's kind of charging everyone else. So we have high hopes that it's going to be a good year, not just for us, but for the company as well. Unless we can get at another station, in which case
then it'll
we don't
be a
care.
Great year for somebody else. And yeah, those guys.
But and I know Samantha's got big plans for the year.
Sam, what you got?
Okay. Well, at the beginning of this year, my second Flash Fiction book went out.
Yay!
My third season is on the website now for IABD Presents. So that's going out weekly and will be available to read for free throughout the year. And then it'll go into its third book available at the end of the year, beginning of next year. I'm directing my first Radio Hour this month. So I've been added to the list. I have a total of 2 lines in the show, but that's okay because I'm directing for the first time. I want to make sure everyone else is good.
Stepping up to the big chair.
She gets to be the boss.
So, no, I'm excited about it.
Menstruata rules!
Duh. also looking at, we're starting a web series. Now this is outside of It's All Been Done. Trying to do more projects outside of that as well, because I do a lot of, I write for them, I act for them, I voice act for them, I direct for them, I'm on the core, board team, I do all of our social media, so just, I do everything for them. I need to do a couple things for myself. So we have a web series that my friends and I want to start doing, and it's about bad driving.
Are you a professional?
Because there's terrible drivers where I'm at, and it just drives me nuts. If you don't use your turn signal, it just makes me want to rip my hair out. So it's just simple things. And so we're looking at rigging up one of our cars, and I don't know if we're going to actually drive or just simulated driving, because there's going to be some reactions that we need, and it's probably not safe to drive on the roads when someone's like freaking out. So we have our driver, and he's a bad driver, or she. I don't know genders or who's going to play what yet, but we have our driver, and then now we have a superhero or like a driving nymph that that pops in randomly and is corrects the bad driver's driving.
And, oh, nice.
Yeah. Then we go from there. And then at some point, I have the outline written out, and at some point, there's going to be 2 of them, and it's going to start driving the driver crazy. And then the 2 car nymphs decide they're going to start dating. So they stop showing up, and the driver is just going crazy, and he's super paranoid. Where are they? So, we don't know if we're going to put that on an existing YouTube or create its own.
Pretty sure we're over some children. Where the fuck are the nymphs?
Cut to them at a coffee shop just gazing into each other's eyes. So I'm super excited to get that off the ground, and I do a game night weekly with our friends. We've been doing it every week. It's like the one night a week that's mine, and I don't usually compromise for it. I'm like, no, this is my day to hang out, and this is the only day I really have I put aside for that. And we've been having, we had a weekly game night for over 2 years now, or coming up on 2 years. And we're trying to write a game, and we want to write a scary game. So we're very excited about that. And I just committed to a play with clothes on this time.
So. Woohoo! wait a minute.
Hey. Now I'm not interested.
Yeah, fuck that noise.
It's only a half hour one-off, but it's a little psychological thriller-y play. So I'm excited. I didn't even have to audition for it. Not a brag or anything, but my friend is like, hey, I want you to do this. And I was like, okay.
Hey, I saw you naked. Do you want to play with clothes on?
Pretty much. Well, that's what she told me. She goes, I've been wanting to work with you for a while now, and after I saw the nude show, I knew it was a must. And I was like, oh, do I get to keep my clothes on in this play? So,
no!
No!
Must so bookmark that.
I did do that. And in the midst of all this, I'm trying to buy a house. So that's it's a mess. And the house that I want is like, I'm moving far out because I can get bigger house for less money. And yeah. I was like moving 40 minutes away from work and everything that I know over here. I'm like, oh, but that's okay.
Should just buy a house over here. Just saying.
Yeah. I've been saying that for years.
Just saying.
You have no idea how tempting that is, but then how would I do radio hours?
Well, you'll have to start a whole new one.
Dude, right?
It's all been done West Coast.
Fuck real.
West Coast branch of Radio Hour.
Fuck yeah. We'll be like the West Coast Avengers, only lamer.
Totally.
It would be a lamer Radio Hour. It's all been lame.
Well, it's radio.
That's kind
so,
of what this podcast is.
Yeah.
Well, I was with you guys first, though.
Brand loyalty. Hello.
For fuck's sake.
I would like to do more voiceover work this year, too. You know, I need to keep getting on that because that's like my dream job is voiceover, and I need to hit that hard this year. But that's about it.
I might be able to make some of that happen.
I am available. That's the great thing about technology. You need a voice, I got you.
See, and that tells me you could do Radio Hour, you know,
anywhere.
No, because we perform it live, then that goes out in the podcast.
Again, West Coast chapter.
There's
no pressure.
The West Coast, right?
Is
lousy with actors. There's a ton of us.
It would do well over there.
Anyone ever heard of FaceTime?
Samantha, it's all been done Radio Hour with puppets.
There you go.
For fuck's sake, man.
Blending the genres.
This is a golden idea right here.
It really is. Why are we talking to her about it? Why don't we take it?
Fuck you, Samantha. We're taking this idea.
We don't even need. Like, we don't even need her.
Right.
Stupid.
Actually, now that I'm thinking about it, I should send over some of the audio and see if David and the guys can't put one of our scripts to puppetry.
Yes.
We could do that.
See?
Let me talk to Travis about that. He might go with that.
Bodies.
We do scripted stuff all the time, so send something our way and we can put something together for you and you can send
take
it your
listen
way
to our YouTube like it, and if it. Something stands out to you, let me know, because
all right. we'll watch it. We'll watch this week and see what we can find.
Awesome.
So if you do scripted stuff, what I'm thinking might be kind of fun as a crossover, because we send out our audition packages.
Okay.
So if like Snark or any of the other characters gets bitten by like a theater bug, they can audition for Radio Hour.
Trying to poach our all three Z guys.
Notice how Snark was the first name mentioned.
Snark or anybody else?
She's got it so bad for that furry little monkey.
It's kind of obscene. Yeah, it's very unprofessional.
We get it. We get it. It's fine. No worries. It's fine.
It doesn't hurt my feelings at all. That no one.
Oh,
he's hairy and he's a ginger. It's two things she loves.
Oh my gosh. Now Dante, horny. I think would probably be the really. He has a great voice, so.
Now there's backpedaling. Now.
Yeah. It feels tacked on. It feels like.
It does.
Don't force it, Sam. Don't force it.
I love you all. Says every
month. Budge loves Snark best. It's okay. Yeah. It's fine. We get it. It's fine.
It is well established.
Well, and again, I feel like the feeling is reciprocal because last time they were together, there was a lot of, I felt like there were stars.
There was red tension everywhere.
That sounds like a very Monstrata-y thing to say, too.
Red tension.
Red tension is upon us.
That might be the name of the graphic novel.
Well, at least if nothing else, it could be the name
of
the
episode. Yeah.
Yes.
Woo. Samantha wins again.
Hey, fucker, that was fun.
I know. I usually do.
Well, I can't believe I'm saying this, but it has been a full hour, guys. Yeah. It has just sailed by. David, Tracy, thank you once again. We definitely got to get you guys back on.
Hell yeah.
More
We'd
often.
We'd love to. And we need to have you guys come. shoot me a message sometime this week about when would be a good time for you guys to come down. We'd love to have you come on the show.
Yeah, so, we'd have to sit down and figure that out before we do that. But yeah, it's on our bucket list to do, and I think by the end of 2019, then we're gonna make that happen.
I would like to say that sometime, you know, within the next couple of months, we might try to pull something like that.
Yeah, especially because Danny's wife is pushing it.
Yeah,
she really wants to.
My wife, as soon as I told her that you guys had, you know, affiliation with things like Avenue Q, she was like, "Nuh-uh." She said, "I want to meet these guys." I was like, "You did meet them at Comic Con." She was like, "Yeah, but I didn't know anything about them then." I was like, "Well,
you could have asked.
Yeah, you could have asked, but whatever. All right."
She stood and chatted for a while.
Right, right. So yeah, she is awe-stricken by the work you guys do, and the simple fact that, you know, you've had some affiliation with, you know, everything from kind of Henson style stuff to Avenue Q, everything like that. Yeah, that's been her dream job her entire life, was working for Jim Henson Company.
You know, really what it comes down to is Danny and I just want you to make puppets of us.
Dude, right? Fuck real, bro.
Same here. That's
well, we even talked about it. We said we'll pay for the materials, everything. We just want puppets of us.
Yes.
Well, so we're in the middle of building a new snark right now, and then I've got to build a new penny, and then I think my calendar opens up a little bit, so we can talk about that.
Yes.
My dog likes
just got
filled.
Oh, yes. But once again, all things Z on YouTube, Facebook, follow them, love them. Trust me, there is nothing better out there.
You will enjoy it if you at least give it a shot.
If you aren't doing it right now, why do you hate America, bro?
Dude, seriously, fucking terrorists are winning.
Stop supporting ISIS.
Why are you such an asshole? Get on fucking YouTube already. God.
Just give us the love we deserve.
If nothing else, give them views. And subscribe, because it's worth it, guys.
Help them entertain you.
Dude, seriously. And then if they do much better, then they might
show
up more.
Then we can ride their
here.
Coattails.
Exactly. And we can ride this crazy fucking train all the way. I mean, we can be bros with, you know, successful people. I'm just saying.
So all things Z, check them out.
Shameful
and
plug.
Next week, hopefully, we'll be back.
Should be.
We'll see what happens. Cool. Until then, thanks for listening.
Thanks for having us on. We appreciate it.
Anytime, guys.
Anytime. All right, y'all. Have a wonderful day. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Not Another Podcast. There are so many places for you to find us outside of www.notanotherpodcast.com. For instance, you can find us on Facebook at Not Another Podcast. You can also find us on Tumblr at www.notanotherpodcast.tumblr.com. You can also find me, Samantha Stark, on Twitter at SamanthaStark3. And you can find James on Twitter as well under James Spooky, spelled with an I-E, not A-Y. And you wanted it, you asked for it, you got it. You can also find us now on iTunes under, you guessed it, Not Another Podcast. We'll talk to you soon. Peace out, Not Another Podcaster.